欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语。 We are talking about going alone. Tips for successful solo travel. 一起来聊一个人也可以很开心独自旅行的那些小贴士。你有没有试过独自旅行呢？如果说没有试过的话，接下来的小贴士可能会帮到你哦。Take yourself out to dinner. 带自己出去吃晚饭。The thought of dining alone terrifies some people. The fear even has a name. But giving into it and relying on grab and go fast food when traveling alone is a crime against cuisine. 一个人吃饭的想法会让某些人感到害怕，这种恐惧甚至还有个名字。但像这种恐惧投降，独自旅行时只是方便快餐，是忽视美食佳肴的罪行。I hadn't realized the depth of flavors I could experience with nothing to occupy my mind beyond the plate in front of me and my thoughts. Says New York Times food writer Mark Bittman on his website. 我之前从来没有意识到当脑海当中没有其他事情，只有面前的碟子和自己的想法时，我可以体验到食物浓郁的味道。纽约时报的美食作家马克·比特曼在他的网站上讲到 It's also a good way to make new friends, even if you don't intend to. The interesting thing is that you nearly always end up talking to the person next to you. So dining alone can beIronically, a social experience. 来自伦敦的餐馆老板罗素·诺曼讲道，这也是一个交新朋友的好方法。即使你并没有做此打算，有趣的是，你最终几乎总会和坐在你旁边的人交谈。所以讽刺的是，独自用餐可以是一种社交经历。Okay, that's what we talk about today. Going it alone.Tips for successful solo travel.
以上就是一起来聊到的一个人也开心独自旅行的那些小贴士。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。